Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Know When to Pivot versus Stay the Course, Three Signs. Now let's get started with today's show. Every entrepreneur faces this moment. Your strategy isn't working the way you imagined. Money's burning faster than you'd like, and you're paralyzed between two choices, pivot or push through. It's like standing at a fork in the road with fog so thick you can't see either path clearly. Today, I'll reveal three signals that cut through that fog and tell you exactly what to do. First, let's talk about the data truth test. Pull up your key metrics from the last 90 days. I want you to look for any positive trend lines in customer acquisition, engagement, or revenue. Notice I said any positive movement. If you see absolutely zero improvement despite consistent effort, that's pivot signal number one. Your market is speaking and it's saying no. But here's the thing, if you see even small upward movement, even tiny improvements, you might just need more time. Data doesn't lie, but it also doesn't rush. Second is the resource reality check. This is pure math, and math is beautifully honest. Calculate exactly how long you can sustain your current burn rate. If you have less than 6 months of runway with no meaningful traction, it's time to pivot now while you still have resources to execute a change. Think of it like fuel in an airplane. You don't wait until you're on empty to decide whether to land. Third is the market feedback filter. Listen carefully to what potential customers tell you. Are they saying not now or not ever? This distinction changes everything. Not now usually means timing or execution issues. Stay the course with smart adjustments. Not ever or complete silence means fundamental market mismatch. That's your cue to pivot immediately. Consider Twitter's story. They started as Odeo, a podcasting platform. When iTunes launched podcasting features, founder Ev Williams faced this exact decision. Their data showed declining user interest, runway was limited, and the market was clearly moving away from them. They pivoted to their internal messaging tool and created Twitter. Sometimes the pivot becomes the purpose. Here's what I want you to do right now. Score yourself 1 to 10 on data trends, runway length, and market demand. If your total is under 18, start planning your pivot today. The best entrepreneurs don't just persevere, they persevere intelligently. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.